Here we go.
Where are you, man?
Genius billionaire playboy philanthropist.
We are the knight!
Nerd!
Hold on to your butts.
And now for something completely different.
Hello and welcome to the Knights of Nerditude, a podcast about all things nerd. I am your host this evening, and I'm here with
Sam.
And on the Knights hotline, we have...
It's the return to Skype, John.
Yeah.
In 3D.
Whoa! It's like he's coming right at us.
Ooh. Chris is currently out with an ACL tear. He'll be back in 3 to 4 weeks.
Enjoy that time off, Chris. We miss you.
Chris taking 2 weeks off for the royal wedding.
Yes.
Big fan of the royal wedding.
It's all about
the Crown, but, you know, big fan of the royal wedding.
So it's all about the pregame over here. You know, you need some Prince Albert in a can and blood pudding. British people eat weird shit. Anyways, so on tonight's episode, we got, you know, Westworld, of course. It happened. We got to talk about it. I have some a little game-ish that deals with some Infinity War news. And we are going to review the trailer that I believe dropped last week, I think before our after our podcast, The Predator. But first, as always, Star Wars trivia. So last week's was very easy. Very surprised if anybody got this one wrong. But I know you two are going to try your hardest.
Damn right.
It was, who does Yoda tell Luke Skywalker he must confront in order to become a Jedi? Who wants to take this first? Silence.
I'm going to go with himself.
He must confront himself. That's very deep, John.
Hey, it's Yoda, dude.
That's true. Sam, can you beat that?
Voldemort.
The answer is Darth Vader, not Voldemort. Sorry.
What?
Sorry. It was another weird-faced old guy.
He has a nose, though.
Yeah, no, and big bushy eyebrows. Because, you know, anything after the special editions mean jack to me. Ewoks also don't blink. Anyways. God, the Blu-ray release. Anyway, so we're going to...
Wait.
Yeah.
Ewoks do or do not blink in one version and do or do not in the other?
Correct.
Which is which?
Okay, so when the Blu-ray came out, George Lucas added blinking Ewoks.
You know, the Ewoks, they don't blink.
It was to make them seem more lifelike, but it's very creepy watching them blink. Because, like, first time you see Wicket, he just, like, he's staring at, like, Leia, and all of a sudden it's like, it's like, ah, that's just wrong. Yeah.
You should have just given them all, like, googly eyes.
Like, you never know which way the Ewoks are looking.
Yeah.
That would have been very entertaining final battle between the Ewoks and the Stormtroopers. It was like, whoa, oh my god.
They're like driving the Scout Walker with like their big googly eyes.
George Lucas, get on this. We know you like to tinker with your stuff. I need that version of Return of the Jedi. Anyways.
We need to make 1,000 edits to those movies. Those are clearly the movies that needed some work.
Yes, yes. I agree.
You know, someday people will like those movies.
Yeah. It's really the prequels. It's really the prequels that get everything. Like, those are the good ones that everybody talks about.
Yeah.
There was needed to be more Jar Jar.
More Jar Jar.
More Jar Jar.
I got a feeling.
I do have the, like, lingering concern, though, like, you know, we'll see how Han Solo gets off, and we'll probably, again, talk about a movie no one's seen yet a little bit more in depth next week before we still haven't seen it. But I do have this weird lingering concern that, like, 3 years from now, we're going to look at Star Wars and be like, damn, dude, there's, like, 12 movies, and there's, like, 2.5 that are good.
Yeah.
Like, they just end up being, like, the Jason movies or the Friday the 13th movies. Or
that those are the same, Sam.
Yeah, yeah. I was going to go with Elm Street, but yeah, my mind just shit just the bed.
Straight go with Halloween.
Yeah, just like those old 70s horror movies.
Or, damn it, you're making me segue at the wrong time.
Yeah, let's just go to Predator.
Okay, or like the Predator movies, which we're getting a new one of. So we're going to go right into the Predator.
Surprisingly enough, the Predator movies have been rather tame in making sequels.
Yeah, compared to like the Alien.
Yeah, compared to like Alien, yeah, and all the other horror movies.
Well, you got Predator. You got Predator 2 with Gary Busey. I love that one. Gary Busey's in Predator 2.
I don't remember him in that.
Yeah, he's like the FBI guy.
Yeah, like now I'm vaguely
Gary Busey. He's totally Gary Busey in the movie. Like, he's all crazy. And then you got AVP. AVP.
So you're not thinking of Point Break?
Who, me or Sam?
No, with you.
No, Gary Busey's in Predator 2. So is,
you sure it's not Point Break? So is, you sure it's not with Keanu and
100%.
Swayze. Okay.
100%. You can look it up.
There's definitely a Predator. It's not just like the mask of like Ronald Reagan when they're robbing the bank you're thinking of.
You're really pushing that it's got to be Point Break. That Predator 2 just never happened.
Maybe.
Sorry. Sorry. Predator 2 happened.
Anyway.
Anyways. And then you got AVP, AVPR. And then Predators came out. Robert Rodriguez's Predators. And then we really haven't heard much from the Predators. It's
in like 3 years.
Have we ever really heard anything from the Predators? I don't think they speak, right?
I don't know. One of them made that like explosion sign language thing in AVP that I love so much because it's so dumb.
What about at the end of Predator where he's like sets off the bomb and he just goes like, where'd that come from, guy? Like,
as he twiddles his mustache.
Maniacal laugh. Maniacal laugh.
He throws up his cape and walks away.
Yeah.
I'll get you.
Very strange place to put a maniacal laugh.
I'm just imagining a Predator Dudley Do-Right crossover.
Yeah. Okay. So the Predator dropped the trailer. Based on what we've said, first thoughts.
Like, why the Predator? Why not a Predator? You know, they're multiple. Like,
yeah, no. We've seen multiple in multiple films.
Yeah, just a Predator. Just, you know,
one.
Just one of them.
Well, like, I always looked at the AVP movies. And, like, yeah, AVPR is horrible for a movie, but it gets what you want. You have this apex predator, literally, hunting things. Like, that's kind of how you figure it would be like. And in AVP, you get three of them, and they get their asses handed to them.
Don't worry, folks. Eventually, we'll talk about the trailer, but...
Yeah, we will. I promise.
What I liked about the trailer is that everything has to be Stranger Things now.
Yeah. It's in the 80s.
It's in the 80s. Ronald Reagan is president.
It's like, this is going to be the next thing that is just going to be the trope that's going to be kind of overused for like the next like 5 years. Like, just strap in, folks.
Yep. We're going back to the 80s.
I thought overall, though, you sort of knew exactly like what the plot was. Like, there really... Yeah. Wasn't anything at all that was surprising. It was going to be like, oh, science experiment. Oh, look at this. It's a fucking predator. Oh, military guy trying to shut it down. Oh, suit guy trying to argue with him. Like, yeah, all right.
Yeah.
Just tell me who's in it. Shane Black. I trust Shane Black. He's done some good things. I'll probably go see Predator.
Yeah, you got a decent cast.
Well, if it gets really bad reviews, I won't. But
I will sadly probably go see this because I just love Predator.
I probably won't.
Yeah, I know you wouldn't.
What's that supposed to mean?
But like Olivia Munn is in this movie, and that makes me a little like. I don't know. But then Thomas Jane's in it, and I'm like, okay. Thomas Jane.
You gotta be there for my guy, Tom Jane.
He needs more work. Poor guy.
Sean has like a dartboard. Not a dartboard, like a... Oh, what the hell do you call it? Like a chalkboard in his room that's like, step one, see Predator. See the Predator. Step two, Punisher sequel, ? Which actually I guess they already did do, but
yeah,
like,
yeah, which is good. I don't know if you've ever seen it, but yeah, it's pretty good.
A nerd can dream.
Yeah. Hey,
when's this dropping? Is it October?
This movie is dropping
September.
As of right now, it doesn't actually have a release
date. The trailer said September,
but that's probably gonna change because we all know those things. Oh, yeah, September 14th. Here we go. Release date.
Boom.
There we go. It's known in Slovakia as Predator. Thank you, IMDb. There's an accent on the A. It's different. But, yeah, we get our first looks at the Predator. And, yeah.
It's the Predator.
Like, well, it's a different mask. They all have different masks.
It's slightly different mask.
I know, but still. Some people care about that.
This one has an extra dent.
No, it doesn't.
I don't know. It looked exactly the same to me, so.
Nah, it's a little different. So, but hey, you know what? I'm okay with that. As long as I see the Predator, like, owning people, and then odds are he's going to blow up at the end. Because that's how it always happens.
So we're just going to see the same movie again?
Think about all the other Predator movies, Sam.
I try not to.
They're all the same at the end. Every single one.
So Jake Busey is in this movie as the son of his dad's character in Predator 2?
Yes. Oh my god, I totally looked over that. Yes.
That's incredible. That should really happen more.
Okay, so that like doubled my interest in this movie.
Yeah, his character is literally the son of Peter Keyes.
And I was like, oh, well, I guess I know who Peter Keyes is now. And sure enough. Hey, all right, so do you guys have the IMDb page up for it?
Yeah, I do.
All right, so we got to do two things. Because obviously, as everyone knows, first Predator movie produced not one, but two governors.
Yep.
So I want, I'll go first. Just pick your governors here. I'm gonna go with Boyd Holbrook as one, which you might know him as the sort of bad guy from Wolverine, also Narcos.
Oh, okay.
And I'll go wild card. I'll go Jake Busey for no fucking reason.
Oh man. Let me see. I'm going to go with Sterling K. Brown as my first choice.
He seems like a good leader.
Yeah. My wild...
Like, does he seem like... If he's the vice president or the president in a movie... Actually, no. If he's the vice president in a movie, you know the fucking president's going to die.
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah. Definitely. My wild card, I guess, because... can be a governor or maybe prime minister. I don't know. Is Jacob Tremblay from you know him from The Room or from Room One or you know the boy from Wonder. The kid's literally like 10. So give him time. He's gonna grow, he's gonna mature, he's gonna fall out of Hollywood, find himself in some politics. Just throwing that out there. You heard it here first. Made that call. Sam, unfortunately, does not have IMDb up, but would you like to look?
I just have one thing.
Oh.
Gary Busey wearing Jake Busey's skin.
Okay.
It's going to happen.
It sounds like a Gary Busey kind of thing.
Yep. It's going to become the governor of the Thunderdome.
Okay.
All right. right, well, speaking of which, Westworld was a weird episode this week.
Nice segue?
We're full of nice segues here.
Oh, man.
So Westworld this week is getting a lot of positive reviews. People are calling it, like, the best episode they've ever had, which I think is probably a little strong, but I'm not one to judge, although I do have a podcast about, you know, pop culture, and we weigh in on it a lot.
Mm.
But, so interesting episode. Sort of got a bunch of, well, actually, I shouldn't say we have a bunch of things going on. We didn't see Dolores or Teddy or Maeve or any of her crew. It was really just Bernard and the Man in Black the whole time. Talking, Man in Black chilling out, talking to old man Delos a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that, did I go through that conspiracy theory with you guys? That they were trying to, like, make, you know, people live forever by transporting their consciousness, which,
look
bad
at that.
Timing, because we sort of already went there, like, 3 months ago with Altered Carbon.
Yeah, but it seems like that's what's happening.
It seems like it's the, it's definitely, like, the new trend that's hot in the streets, for sure. Transferring your consciousness so you can live forever. Because who wouldn't want to? Let me ask you, how did you guys know right off the bat that, like, he was dead and, like, this was, like, something was up?
I had an idea something was going on the whole time. And maybe, the first time William has the conversation with him, I didn't think he was dead. Like, I was just unsure. But then the second time we see him, I was like, oh, yeah, he's dead. He's a robot. Like, without a doubt in my mind.
Yeah. What did you think of that whole thing, like, coming back there, like, three times? I mean, I'll tell you what. I think this show as a whole, we've talked about this a lot, but it doesn't really have a lot of compelling stories or characters at the moment. Like, the whole, you know, mystery box, it's interesting and it's fun, but there's not really a lot to hold on to there.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Man in Black is, like, legit, like, an interesting character now.
Oh, yeah.
Like, not only do I want to know, like, what his deal is, but, like, there's something on that bone, so to speak. Especially, like, I love these flashback scenes with, like, young William and stuff.
Yeah.
Because it just, I don't know, it's an interesting character turn for him, for sure.
Yeah, like, I didn't watch this week's episode, and now I'm kicking myself when you're like, you know all those parts Sam doesn't like? Yeah, they weren't in this one. I'm like,
yeah.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Wait, you didn't watch the episode, Sam?
No,
I did not. I've not watched it yet.
Oh, man.
But
we had so much to talk about this week.
Yeah. Here's one job, Sam.
Yeah, but I've felt that from the beginning of the season, where just like, no, William is the most interesting character in all this. Granted, not a lot of competition.
No.
Right, it's a low bar.
It's a low bar, but like, he's an interesting character because he's like, he seems like he's a good guy on the outside world, but he's horrible in here, and now we're getting vibes that he's kind of horrible on the outside, sort of, maybe.
But he has that charity.
Yeah, but he has a charity, so, like, is he just a facade, or is just...
We'll find out.
We're also getting the vibe that, like, the whole him being bad was a facade for him to get into the family and run the business.
Hmm.
Oh, that he had to sort of act tougher than he actually was, sort of thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, that... I kind of get that to a certain extent. And, although, I really think he turned on the inside. Like, you know, like, maybe at the beginning, but I feel like he's definitely... Who knows if he has redemption? I got a feeling he doesn't see out the end of this season. I feel like he's not there for the next season.
I don't think he wants to be. Not
Ed Harris?
No, the Man in Black. Like, he seems
suicidal.
Like, yeah, he seems like he's going down that path of, like, this is it for me kind of thing.
Going down in a blaze of glory.
Yeah. Kind of like that. Although there was that really cool gunfight that he was in this week's episode. with all the Confederate guys.
Did you catch on at all how, like, you know, him going back to the town, they sort of reenact a lot of parts from, it's the second episode,
yeah,
called Chestnut, where, like, you know, the bad guy, like, the rebel guy, like, dances with, what's his name? What's his buddy's name?
Clarence?
Lawrence.
Lawrence, that's it.
Yeah. He's not an angel in It's a Wonderful Life. No, like, like the bad guy here dances with Lawrence's wife in the same sort of menacing way that the Man in Black does early in the first season. So, it was interesting. And then the girl is still, like, creepy as shit. Like,
oh, the little girl, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just, like, this sort of concept of, like, well, the Man in Black's not really a good guy. He's just, like, a less bad guy at the moment, you know?
Mm.
So, I have a feeling he'll have some kind of, like, redemption arc, and then that's kind of it this season. I'm just kind of getting a vibe, I guess, of that.
Yeah, they're developing him a lot for...
Yeah.
And yeah, usually that means...
Maybe this is this season's not only his last season, but maybe this is the end of Westworld, and we're going to start focusing on the other parks.
That would be interesting.
Because you already got...
kind of...
How? We already have Maeve making her way into the feudal Japan park with the samurai.
Yeah, Shogun World.
Yeah.
And it looks like, from the previews, it is pretty much all next episode is going to be this, which I can't wait.
Yeah, no, I'm excited for that. So I feel like with these characters slowly trying to get out, we're going to start seeing more of the world, which means that I think the storyline within Westworld is basically going to be done, or it's going to continue outside of Westworld. Because I really don't see how much farther they can continue the plot in Westworld. Like, we've seen it all, kind of. Although, the only thing that is interesting at this point was the Ghost Nation.
Yeah, because it seems like there's definitely something up with them.
Right.
You know, and kind of going off of another connection to the Man in Black is that, you know, we do find out that... character who was listed as Grace last episode actually is his daughter.
Yeah.
Which seemed like it was pretty telegraphed that she was at least somebody important, and, you know, there had been sort of hints at, you know, his daughter was probably going to be show up at some point. And here she is.
Yep.
So I'm glad, like, they didn't, like, string it out like the same way they did sort of with William and the Man in Black last season. You know?
Yeah. Like, have like,
everybody
the last
kind
one.
Of figured it out.
Yeah.
No, so that was nice. So that will be interesting to see how that dynamic unfolds. Mm. So the whole thing with Ghost Nation, I've got no idea what's going on with them.
Because there's that throwaway line where they're all, like, kind of, like, huddled together. And they're like, what's going on? Guys, like, don't worry. They're only killing the hosts. So, like... What the hell's going on with the Ghost Nation?
Yeah. He, so the main guy in Ghost Nation is the same dude who was at that party that they, when they pitched Logan the idea. He was the guy who was with, that other host who's Elon Musk's, like, ex-wife or whatever.
Okay.
He's, like, the Indian guy who's with them, obviously.
Right.
So... He's obviously, like, been around for a while.
Don't they call him, like, the first or something like that? Or the first of us? Like, they give him that kind of name?
I don't know. I didn't catch that part. But he says, like, right before he kills them... Oh, I should have wrote down what the actual line was. But it's a something like, you're only alive as long as someone remembers you. Something to that extent.
Yeah.
Which, if you remember at all, at the end of the last episode in season one, when Ford dies, you know, he makes this comment about how, you know, Beethoven, Mozart, and Chopin never really died. They just became music.
Yeah.
Which is sort of like, to have a very similar quote and like some weird shit going on, that seemed, I feel like there's something to that. Like Ford has some kind of backup or something, like some sort of, I don't want to say redundancy, but like some sort of like safety net, I guess is the way to put it.
Okay.
Yeah, Ford's still in play. I mean, we had that whole scene in the first episode where Ford, as himself as a kid, talked to William.
Yeah.
And it was like, this is all for you. This is your game now.
So, different hosts are talking to the man in black as Ford.
Yeah, so he's...
So, like, the most recent episode, it was Lawrence's daughter.
Right, who does the same thing in the back in episode 2 of the series.
Right.
You know, she says, like, the maze isn't for you or something like that.
Yeah.
Mm.
Where, like, there's this serious conversation and all of a sudden she blinks and then she's like a little girl again and runs off to her mom. Like, it's so creepy.
Sort of breaking the fourth wall in a three-dimensional experience. But, you know, talking about Ford, that sort of gives us a good segue to the other part of the episode, which is your boy Bernard really tripping out and get a call back or a return of Elsie, right?
Yeah, Elsie.
Yep. She came back, and I guess, too, like, she, like, did, like, press and stuff before. Like, she was on, like, the panel, so it was pretty... open and shut that she was coming back.
Yeah. I was very surprised when they showed, because I didn't know she did press or anything, but like when they revealed her in the cave, I was like, she's back. So I was kind of happy. Because they never actually show her die. They show somebody grab her from behind. And that's
and that was a bit of a disappointment in the first season, because she was an interesting character.
Yeah. Well, she's back.
Yeah.
Yeah, she did that randomly, like, made out with one of the hosts.
Just randomly.
That was
That never went anywhere. Maybe it'll go somewhere now.
Maybe that's season 3. just wanting to, you know, live with the host. All right, anyway. So she and Bernard essentially stumble upon this, I don't know what you want to call it. Oh, yeah, lab that Delos has been working on to essentially revive old man Delos. And that's the fishbowl, as you sort of call it, since they're all kind of looking in on him.
Mm.
And
there's a fish in the bowl in the fishbowl. Literally, there's a goldfish in there.
Oh, well, there you go. It's working on a bunch of levels. Honestly, as soon as I saw the like person like talking to him in the mirror, I'm like, oh, this is some bullshit.
Yeah. Something's
like,
up.
This seems very... People now rush to call it very Black Mirror-ish. you know, classic dudes like me would say it's very Twilight Zone-y.
Yeah. Twilighty Zone. Yeah, no.
But,
I agree.
Yeah, so you got Bernard digging around people's brains. and so... The one thing I didn't really like in this episode, because it's like, this is just going to open the door to like so much like fuckery in the future, is like this whole, he's like seeing multiple things at once.
Oh, yeah.
And I didn't honestly fully understand. Was he actually, like, because he asked at one point, like, when is now or whatever? Like, is the timeline we're looking at, is he actually with Elsie? Because, like, at one point he makes a comment, like, you're not actually here with me. But then he's talking to her and, like, showing her how to do stuff.
Yeah.
Or is that just supposed to just seem, like, just trippy the whole time?
Because I don't know. Like, I'm going to have to see another episode, obviously, of it. But I know exactly what you're talking about. Like, because she talks about that. Like, the way that he's programmed, he sees past and present. And cannot differentiate between the two.
All right.
So I don't know.
I mean, I just feel like it's another thing. Like, if the whole, you know, people being able to switch consciousness into hosts, or hosts being able to, like, switch consciousness between the hosts, like, it's going to kind of... It's really going to muddy the waters, so to speak, and make things, like, a lot less straightforward. Not and not, like, in a good way either. Like, in a way where there's, like, you know, no rules, pretty much. Like, anybody could be anybody at one time. I mean, that's what my fear is. I don't know if that'll actually happen. Hopefully it doesn't.
What are the odds Ford is alive in a host body?
Well, as you bring up, you know, the big sort of, I don't know, what do you call this? Is I guess just plot device, is that Ford tells him to, like, steal portable brain or whatever the hell you'd call it. So maybe it's Ford. There's sort of some guesses out there of who it could be. I think it'd be interesting if it was Ford. I mean, I would love to just see Anthony Hopkins come back.
Yeah.
I doubt it will actually happen, but that'd be just awesome, because I feel like it's seasons like he didn't add a shitload to the show, but he broke up, like, a lot of the, like, oh, let's go look at robots, or, like, let's go watch people, like, either kill or fuck, you know? So, it'll be interesting. I don't really have too much of the conspiracy theory hole this week. I think the big thing is going to be, you know, what's going to go on with that, like, memory bank that Bernard took. Weird that he also, like, killed all those people, too.
Yeah.
That's kind of fucked up.
Well, get rid of all the evidence, kind of.
Yeah.
Like, even the drones, like, he had the drones kill themselves.
Yeah, which that was very creepy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not feeling the drones are other versions of Bernard either.
You don't think that that's going anywhere?
No, I feel like that would have already happened, and, like, that's the sort of thing where it's, like, it's cool, but, like, why would it even, like, it doesn't really matter.
Right.
Like, people talking about, like, whether Westworld's on Mars or where it's actually located.
Like, you think, like, Elsie would have said something when she shot the drone?
Right.
Which one's the real you kind of thing? Like, if they were going to make that reveal at some point, that was the instance that they would have done it.
Yeah, and I'm with you, John. Like, why is that important right now?
It's not. It's just not.
That's sort of part of my worry about this show, is that it'll just turn into this reveals like that.
Yeah.
Where it's just like pointless twists. Just to be like,
just like, yeah. I mean, the thing with, you know, Delos's sort of ulterior motive, or at least possible use of the technology to, you know, transfer someone's consciousness to a robot so you can essentially live forever, like, it's something new, but it doesn't seem, like, superfluous. Like, it gives it sort of, like, there's all sorts of questions that, like, arise from that, you know? Like, actual, you know, whether it's just, you know, to spice up the show as a whole, or, you know, ethical questions, which I'm not really big on this show, so I don't see them really going deep into that, but it could be interesting if they, you know, so choose to go there. All right, I guess that's pretty much it on Westworld. Sean, what are the Russo brothers up to?
All right, so recently, I think over the past week, the Russo brothers were asked about Infinity War, and basically there were a lot of characters.
It'd be weird if they were asked about something else, but
well, they could be asked about Infinity War 2's title. God damn it, I want to know what the title is, because it's supposed to spoil, like, this movie, and they're like, Infinity War, half of us are Ash. Like, what's the title of the next one? I don't know. So they were asked about a handful of characters that we have met, some that we've grown to love in the MCU, that just there just wasn't enough time to show them all. And they were asked what the fate of these characters were. So we're going to play a game between for you two. It's basically called Dead, Alive, or Too Spoilery.
And Too Spoilery is...
is an answer that they gave to some of these. Well, so basically... No,
just explain the,
so,
what the answer
so means. Too spoiler. So when they were asked about certain characters, they said it's very spoilery because they didn't want to get into it because whether they were alive or dead was going to come into effect in the next Avengers movie. So okay. That basically means they're going to be in the next Avengers movie.
Yeah. Like, or mentioned or something.
Or yeah, they're going to... something's going to deal with... it's going to deal with that.
Yeah.
So I got my list right here. It's in no particular order. First person on our list, Loki actor Matt Damon. Is he alive, dead, or spoilery?
Spoilery.
John?
I'm going to say he is also dead. Oh, no. We needed some symmetry here. Like we said, Falcon lived, but... No. Falcon died, but War Machine lived.
Right.
So I'm going to say... Loki's dead. Actor Loki is living.
Okay. He is dead.
That's bullshit.
Come on. Actor Loki is dead. Sorry, Matt Damon. We couldn't put enough money together to save you this time.
I want to see that movie now. Actor Loki. We must save him.
Next one on the list is Jane Foster. That's Natalie Portman's character. Is she alive, dead, or too spoilery?
I'm going to say alive.
You're going alive, John?
Dead.
Going dead. Too spoilery.
Didn't Natalie Portman not want to do another movie?
She has said over the past year that she's interested in coming back. So, I don't know.
Do you want another house?
I guess so. Everybody's like, hey, I want to be a part of this. Next one, I lumped them together. So, Korg and Meek from Thor Ragnarok, that's the bug guy and the rock guy. Are they alive, dead, or too spoilery?
They better be motherfucking alive.
Sam's going alive. John?
Yeah, I am... I'm going to riot if they're not alive.
The Russos.
But they were on that ship, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So. There's not a lot of options there.
The Russo brothers.
I hope they're alive.
Labeled them as spoilery. So. They're probably alive. Like, let's go with that.
I want Korg to, do an epilogue voiceover at the end of the next movie. Like he did in, the foundations are strong, so we'll rebuild again. And then Asgard blows up. We go, nope, foundations are gone.
Next on our list, Betty Ross. That is the Hulk's love interest from The Incredible Hulk, Thunderbolt Ross's daughter. Is Betty Ross alive, dead, or too spoilery?
Who gives a fuck?
Well, she's a major role dead. In the comics. John, you're saying dead, Sam?
Dead.
That bitch is dead.
Dude, he wants to get himself some Black Widow now.
Yeah, right? Next on our list, Howard the Duck. They were asked about Howard the Duck. You're going dead, Sam.
Alive, alive, alive. Wait, spoilery.
Sam's going spoilery. Howard the Duck is confirmed alive. Okay. He is alive.
So there's a chance.
There's still a chance.
He will be in another movie.
Well, he's got to be in Guardians 3. I mean.
Big news today.
What?
What's his name? James Gunn? Guardians guy?
Yeah.
Yep.
Announced the name of the third movie.
What is it?
Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3.
Oh. I wouldn't have guessed that.
Whoop-de-doo.
That would have been weird if it was something different because it wouldn't have made any sense.
Chapter 3.
Chapter 3, Volume 2. Next on our list, Ned. This is Peter Parker's best bud. Last time we see him, he says, oh my god, we're all going to die.
Really spoiled the movie, didn't he?
Crap. He did.
Yeah.
Well, is he dead? Is he not feeling so well?
I'm going to say dead.
Sam's going dead. John, are you also going dead?
I think he's a pile of dead.
Yeah.
He's spoilery.
Doesn't feel too good.
He is spoilery.
Spoilery.
Yeah.
That's
which
dumb. Yeah, we do need that guy in the chair.
Yeah, exactly.
Can I just say, I find this game, like, compelling and dumb at the same time.
Oh, I completely agree. This is enjoyable. Next on our list is Lady Sif. That's Jamie Alexander's character, who was randomly not in Ragnarok for some reason.
And randomly in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Twice. Is she alive, dead, or spoilery?
Well, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is still on, so alive.
Sam's going alive. John?
I don't know. Is that shitty NBC show still on?
Yeah, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. It just got renewed for another season.
No.
Blindspot just got renewed for another season. I think it's fourth season. Blindspot.
Spoilery.
She did.
Oh,
she did.
Wow.
Yeah, no, she did. Next one.
I honestly have no idea. Like, I must have, like, the worst, like, luck. Like, I don't think I've gotten a single one yet. And, like, mathematically, I should have gotten, like, one.
No, I think you got Betty Ross. I think we all agreed on dead for that one. So, next two, I'm going to lump them together. So, you have Shuri and Nakia. So, Shuri is Black Panther's sister. And Nakia is his on-again, off-again girlfriend. We really don't see Nakia. This was Nuongo's character.
Yeah.
We didn't see her in Infinity War, but Shuri, last time we see her, she ain't doing too good, because they kind of break into her lab.
Yeah.
So are they alive, dead, or spoilery?
I'm going to say alive.
I'm going alive. John?
They are dead.
They are spoilery. So they're
gonna fuck them.
So they're gonna have something. Obviously, like, they're gonna have something to do with the next one. But the last one on this list.
Did they say if, like, Spider-Man is dead, or is that spoilery?
Well, you watched him disappear. So they were just talking about characters we didn't see, whether they were alive at the end or turned to dust. Like the Shuri one. Like, that's like. Because she's in the movie.
Yeah, like, but like...
You don't see anything happen.
A lot of people talking about her being alive.
Right. So she probably has something big to do with Avengers 4, is why they're going spoilery. Yeah. But the last person on this list is Aunt May. Is Aunt May alive, dead, or spoilery?
I'm going to go alive.
John?
Because
she's alive.
She's going to kick Iron Man's ass.
She is very much alive, and Iron Man is fucked.
I heard them also confirm that forget the character's name, the Valkyrie from Ragnarok.
Yeah.
Tessa Thompson's
character.
She's alive.
Yeah.
Like, I remember them explaining, hearing them explain there were, like, escape pods on the ship, and that's how some of the Asgardians survived.
Right. And plus, it makes sense. It makes sense, too, if before Korg and Meek being alive too, because, like, Thanos goes onto the ship and is only going to kill half of them, so half of them are still going to be alive anyway. So makes sense he wouldn't just, like, wipe out the Asgardians. Like, that just doesn't make sense in Thanos world.
Thanos land.
Korg and Meek end up on, like, a fucking desert planet with the plans for fucking Thanos' ship.
I would pay money to watch that movie.
So much money.
Oh, man. They need their own spin-off movie. Like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Like, I'm putting it all together. I'm like, well, obviously, you know, Korg is 3PO because he's the one who talks, and then Meek doesn't.
Right.
So it just works out so well that way. Oh,
they're approximately the same size too.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Like, the small one doesn't talk.
Oh my god.
Why couldn't they just be in Star Wars?
Come on.
Yeah.
Same company.
I mean, Star Wars is in Star Trek, so. Because the one of the debris is an R2-D2 unit.
Mm.
Yeah, just throwing that out there. It's R2-D2. Anyways, so yeah, that's our little game. One real quick thing I have to bring up, because this angered me. It's like my version of Chris's complaint corner. So there's like this whole subgroup of Harry Potter fans who want Infinity War to apologize to them and give credit to Harry Potter because they stole things from Harry Potter.
What did they steal?
First of all, if you remember from Harry Potter, if you get like those the wand and the other two things, I know if Chris was here he would help us with this. Sorry, Chris. But if you had like these three things, you were basically unstoppable, which sounds a lot like the Infinity Glove. I was like, oh my fucking God, are you serious here? And like the comments on that are like, wow, you know, this person literally, like, you know, Voldemort split, put his soul into objects. Sounds very similar, Sauron. You know?
It's like, yeah, these are tropes that exist in lots of stuff.
Yeah, literally in this type of thing. But like,
come on, it was in Great Gatsby, come on.
I don't see Voldemort with a copter now, do I? Like the Infinity Wars have happened before what's her face who wrote Harry Potter, like before she even started the first book. Infinity War the comics already happened. Like, these movies aren't anything new. They are to people who haven't read comics. But this stuff has already happened. Like, you can't make those parallels.
Like, was that the only thing? Or was
The whole, like, fading into ash, which is what happens to Voldemort when he's defeated. And that's what happens to these characters. Like, people are bringing that up. It's like, you're talking about disintegration. This happens in, like, every fucking
that
movie.
That happens in Raiders of the Lost Ark, Last Crusade. When he drinks the wrong cup.
Yeah.
But like, it pretty much happens in Raiders.
Yeah, they melt.
They melt, but but like all these tropes, like there's this weird group out there that are doing this.
Yeah.
And like these are the same people who are like, the Lord of the Rings needs to apologize for using like goblins and like elves and like, are you fucking serious? Like, these people are
those people have to be trolls.
They have to be, but I don't know.
One thing that's not trolling is talking about how much Harry Potter fucking sucks. And Chris isn't here, so we're just totally going to let fucking, you know, unleash hell here. All right. So, Sam, what's your biggest complaint about Harry Potter?
It's like, I don't know why we needed so much like, to tell that
it
story.
It literally ends after the first book. It literally ends. They defeat Voldemort after the end of the first book. How does he keep coming back?
Like, I don't need to know how a teenager lives his life. Like, and not only that, like, where's him discovering how to masturbate? If we're going to spend 4 hours, at least include that.
And magic, like, masturbation? Like, I gotta think that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Well, like, there's no pictures, because everything's, like, the moving, living pictures, so that's kind of awkward at the same time.
That's even better.
But, yeah, it's, like, literally something kind of...
And, like, who the fuck thought the Weasleys were a good idea?
Other gingers.
But, like, seriously.
No, I...
Like, in what way?
Like, why? I just don't understand why they're a thing. Like... I don't see any of them, and I'm like, they're either funny or interesting or like human beings in any kind of way.
I'll just say this, like, people prop up Harry Potter like it's some great, like, fucking touchstone in, like, society, and, like, it sort of is, but it's like, total garbage.
Yeah, there's nothing...
And I liked Harry Potter when I was, like, 12.
There's really nothing original about it. It's
that's a very good point. There's nothing at all original.
Yeah.
Like, at all. Like, the mythical beasts and stuff. Like, no, these are all creatures that have existed for thousands of years. Just the storylines that they go through, it's all been done. Like, there's nothing unique about these stories. And the one thing that really like turned me off from Harry Potter. Like, I never really had an interest in reading the books. I only watched the movies because people around me were like, let's go. And it's like, I got nothing better to do, I guess. But so,
I mean, I'll say this. The books are incredibly readable until they get to be like 3,000 pages about fucking magic.
Yeah.
And they're very readable if you're like, you know, in the third grade.
But like, what really turned me off is, so the whole thing with Harry, like, he, you know, they build him up. He's not the strongest wizard. He's not the smartest. It's like, so how was he able to defeat Voldemort the first time?
Which could be like a nice lesson for kids.
Yeah.
Where it's like, you don't have to be the strongest or the fastest or whatever, but like, you also have to give us a reason to root for Harry.
Right.
And like, other than like, he's just like us.
Yeah. But my biggest flaw is, I was like, okay, so if he's none of these things, he's nothing really that special. So how was he able to defeat Voldemort that first time as a baby? And when I forget who was talking to me, was like, oh, it's because of his mother's love. Like, are you fucking serious? Like, that's your fucking reason. Love conquers all. Like, I fucking hate that. Looking at you, Wonder Woman.
Like, just looking at the movies too, they're really not good
movies. No, they're horrible. Yeah. And the thing that I've seen some with Chris, and I remember getting out of those theaters with Chris and me being like, what the fuck did I watch? And he's like, and every time it's like, well, if you read the book, it all makes sense. It's like, but I didn't. So it doesn't, like, that's not how a movie works. Like, you don't make a movie for the book fans. You make a movie adaptation of the book. Like, if you're going to take things out and everything just like seems like wrong, but it makes sense if you read the book, because by reading the book, you fill in the blanks and then you don't have to worry about that. Like, as a normal movie going person, that's not how a movie works. You don't pick and choose what scenes you want to put in and omit.
Also, it's just whimsical.
I mean,
it's just whimsical as all fuck. That's just annoying a lot of times.
Well, I mean, hey, like, it's on the rapper, dude. Like, you can only be so upset at that.
I know.
But, like, I'll say this. One test of sort of the staying power, like, I can't, like, I've seen, like, maybe the first five of them.
Yeah.
Five of the movies. I couldn't really tell you a single scene or, like, line or exchange or anything that's memorable.
You're a wizard, Harry? That's all I got for lines, honestly.
That's about it, dude.
Yeah, this is the first movie.
Yeah, like,
I think the first movie's, like, fine. And after that, they're, like, not good.
No.
I mean, I enjoy, was it Goblet of Fire?
Oh, the one where
but that's
Twihard dies?
Solely because of the tournament. I found the tournament kind of interesting.
Yeah, it's not bad.
And not only that, it also brings up the question, they really don't care about child safety in this
universe. God, no. God, no. It's like,
it's like Edward dies.
Yeah.
But it's like, they're like all like, how did this happen? I'm like, you literally at one point had them try to steal a dragon's egg.
Yeah, you locked them in a pit with dragon. Hey,
oh, by the way, we also built the stands out of wood. This is gonna end poorly. Like, who came up with this?
Hey, what if we have them do something with mermaids, but mermaids are evil and trying to eat them the whole time or some fucking thing like that.
Yeah, and that, like, French lady was gonna die unless Harry saved her.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell?
Yeah, no, they don't
also
care.
Like, who wasn't, like, a little suspicious that Harry's name just came out?
Yeah.
And they were like, well, I guess those are the rules. Like, who's enforcing these rules? It's a made-up tournament. School children.
Magic.
Like, are elder ghosts gonna come back and kill you if you don't do? Like, who's enforcing this?
I don't know.
Well, did you guys get it all out there for Harry Potter? Because we need to balance it out a little bit. We shit on something that Chris likes. I don't know if Chris is ever gonna listen to this, but I can.
Hopefully not.
I don't know if I'd say shit on, but I can take some whacks at some stuff I don't like.
I
Oh, sorry. Go on.
No, no. What were you going to say? I was going to say, I basically do that normally. Like, you know, I know you kind of do as well, Sam. Like, we're fans of the Godzilla series, and
oh yeah, there's
I plenty. Love the bad ones.
There's plenty to
yeah. Go to ahead. You can rip those that. Apart. I'm going to sit there in that seat and be like, just let them fight. Like, that's all I care about. Fast forward through the character development, watch the final fight. I'm
like,
happy.
I will probably agree with you as you're ripping that apart. I'm like, yep, that is yeah, absolutely no, true. Yeah.
Remember the scene in was it 1992's Godzilla versus King Ghidorah, where like they have to, in order to defeat King Ghidorah, they have to like go back in time, or and there's that cyborg that does like the slow run.
Yeah, it somehow ripped off the Matrix, like 20 years before the Matrix got made.
Yeah,
or no, 10.
Yeah, it was like 10. But yeah, no, it like but those.
It somehow ripped it off. Like I watched that, I'm like, they're ripping off Matrix. How?
Well. Could I submit like a mildly hot take about another fantasy classic?
Sure.
I'm starting to think the only good Lord of the Rings movie is The Fellowship.
No.
Ooh, really?
No.
Not King?
Well, I'll put it in this context. I used to think Return of the King was the best movie.
I still disagree.
I really don't think that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause like I don't know. It's just like a big battle scene, which is like cool. Like I don't want to say it's bad, but like, although I did just say literally the first one was the only good one, but I don't know. I just think the first one, like, there's such like it's all like world building, and it's all like it also has like a complete story, even though at the end it's like very uncertain, like what the hell is actually going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I don't know, there's a sense of completeness. Like, I still think, you want to talk about memorable moments, I say this to myself whenever I need to pump myself up or I play the YouTube clip. I love the Helm's Deep speech at the end, where he's like, let the horn ring one last time. That is awesome.
Well, that's the second one.
Yeah.
I know, that's the second one.
I know. Oh, okay. That sort of defeats my argument, yeah. But like, I don't know, I guess the third one's not as good as I thought.
No,
I guess a real point.
I'll agree with you that The Fellowship is the only one that's really a complete story, but the way I view those movies is it's just one incredibly long movie.
Yeah.
But it's just the same story.
It's three think of it as three chapters. Which chapter is your favorite chapter? Or which one is the best chapter? See, mine is Two Towers.
Yeah.
Absolutely love the Two Towers.
I don't know, but there's no... Gandalf really isn't in Two Towers.
Yeah, he is.
Not really. He's the best part.
Well, the movie opens with him fighting the Balrog. And, like, falling and then them up on the I still don't understand what happened in the beginning. But that's literally the beginning is, like, him
but he's in,
dying.
It's that. It's when he shows up again. He zaps the king, and then he goes away for, like, the whole, like, second act.
But then he comes back at the end at the Battle of Helm's Deep, and it's, like, the Battle of Helm's Deep, I understand that, you know, the Return of the King, that fight, like, sequence and everything, it's awesome because it's, like, everyone against everyone. But Helm's Deep is just so awesome, and they're literally, like, about to lose, and Gandalf shows up with the Riders of Rohan.
Like, he's like the equivalent of a tractor trailer pulling in front of you.
And then you make it.
And you realizing you're going to get that course to that rich Texan guy in time.
Right.
Little Smokey and the Bandit reference for all you fans.
Yeah, there. But I can understand the argument that Fellowship is the better of the trilogy.
It's the most
like
complete.
If you're just gonna watch one, you definitely watch the Fellowship.
Yeah, Fellowship because you really get a sense of who the characters are and everything.
And it's fun at the beginning. Like,
yeah,
it's you know it's like oh we're at a party. Gandalf's like screwing around. Like
yeah.
Then we're just running away from shit. It's like it's not heavy. I mean
yeah.
Until Gandalf dies, then it's like, oh my god.
Ooh. And then it's all downhill from there, because, like, Boromir, the whole, like, journey for Boromir from, like...
Yeah, Fellowship is certainly the most depressing.
Yeah, because, like...
like it
but it has that uplifting part where he's, like, where he realizes the errors of his ways on his deathbed, and he's like, "You have to get the ring to Mordor. Like, this was, you know, is the folly of man," kind of thing. And like, okay,
yeah. You know. Tell Jon Snow he's my sister's son.
Yeah,
and get my revenge for 007.
God, there's so many we can come up with.
Also, we got to get Matt Damon back from Mars.
Yeah. Find that Frankenstein killer. Still got to watch season two.
Whatever the hell happens in Silent Hill.
He lives.
Yeah.
Yes.
Kill Jack Ryan's family.
Sean Bean.
She's gone, man. All right. Yeah, and I bring this up, I guess, a little bit in context that Peter Jackson's actually in talks to. So they're doing this Lord of the Rings series at Amazon that
right.
They literally paid $1 billion for, or half a bill, like some just absurd Jeez. Amount of money.
Jesus
Christ.
And that's just the rights. This is
yeah, that's not it. Yeah.
I think it might have been like $100 million, like something like in that ballpark, at least nine figures, which is insane. Again, just for the rights, not like all the money, like, you know, Game of Thrones spends like 50 nights like shooting a fucking battle scene, and like, you know, that's not cheap.
Yeah, and then immediately,
you know, they're not paying George R. R. Martin $50 grand, you know, $50 million.
Yeah, it's about $250 million to acquire the deal or the rights to the television show.
Yeah, that's wild. I mean, do you guys? Where are you guys on that? Like, I'm kind of, you know, Lord of the Rings in some ways. Well, I shouldn't say Lord of the Rings is like what I was thinking earlier in the episode about Star Wars. How, like, you know, you're going to look back and be like, oh, there's like two good ones. But The Hobbit sucked, dude. It wasn't really good.
No, I think we all agree on that. Like, there was, I was still unsure how they were able to make that, or even think that it was okay to make that into a trilogy. I can kind of understand two of them, because it is a long book, and, you know, there's plenty
it's
that you can put in.
It's actually not a long book.
No, but you actually don't have to cut anything out, which is kind of nice.
It's a rather boring book, I find.
Yeah.
But.
Weirder still how it's, you know, it's not three movies. It's like three, like, what, 2.5 hour movies?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's...
It's too long.
Great, but, I mean, where do you think Peter Jackson possibly being involved with the Hobbit TV show, I mean, not the Hobbit TV show, Lord of the Rings TV show, do you think that's, one, a good thing, and two, do you think, like, we actually need, like, a Lord of the Rings TV show? Which I think is literally just going to be, I don't think it's in the Lord of the Rings universe.
Yeah.
I think it's just a retelling, which...
Yeah, when we saw,
Elijah Wood.
Elijah Wood and what's his face? Samwise Gamgee. Yeah, Sean. So when we saw Sean Astin and them, they were asked about this show, and they mentioned that it looks like it's basically going to be a retelling.
Yeah, it's just they're gonna go to all the things they couldn't go to in the movie. And really, like, explore this world.
Yeah.
The problem is like, Tolkien can get, like, really detailed.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't know how this is going to make it better.
Yeah.
Like,
and I mean, it's not as if this is a series either that is short on... I mean, you can go watch the extended cuts of all of them. I mean, we did this. Like, you split it up into, like, six nights.
Yeah.
And you watch, like, six two-hour movies. I mean, it's 12 hours. There's already, like, essentially a miniseries worth of, like, you know, big-budget action show.
Yeah.
So you're going to give me 20 hours and think that's really you're adding, like, this much? Like, it's not as if they had to make Lord of the Rings into, like, a three-hour movie. You know what I mean?
Mm. And it's also not as if the Lord of the Rings movies were bad.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, these were classic movies.
Still got the goblets.
Yeah, like, why are we remaking this?
Yeah, I mean, it's been almost, it's scary to think, but it's been almost 20 years.
But, like, that's to me, that's crazy still to think about. Too short of a time. Like,
it's insane to think about that it's been almost 20 years since The Lord of the Rings. Almost. I'm saying almost, Sam. Mm. I know you're thinking to yourself, I think it's been like 15, but yeah. That's still close to 20. And that's still very, very scary to think about.
Yeah, it's incredible with the power of rounding up how like soon like 20 stuff that isn't really 20 years is pretty much 20 years ago. It is. It gets scarier by the day. Is that how getting old works, Sean?
Yeah. You stop thinking about milestones because they don't matter anymore. They're usually more depressing.
Like, I realized today how long ago 2011 was.
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't seem long ago at all.
No.
No, it doesn't.
Not at all.
Anyway.
Christ. On that downer. Oh, man.
All right, let's wrap
play us out, Sam.
Let's wrap this show up.
So if you like, we promise we're not this depressing at the end of shows. Usually we end on a high note.
Next week we talk about death.
Hey, I got an idea for next week's show.
What?
Let's do a segment where the fans suggest us to shit all over something, and we just do that at the end of the show.
Hey, you know what? I like shitting all over things, even if it's something I love.
Okay.
So
next week it's on the Knights of Negativity.
Yeah. So if you like us here at the Knights of Negativity, you can find us at Knights of Negativity at Facebook. All of our stuff is on Facebook, Twitter, you know, Podbean, whatnot. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Good night.